This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the phrase sounds innocuous enough, beneficial ownership, yet behind it lies an unresolved fight between Britain and many of its overseas territories. Ahead of David Cameron's anti-corruption summit, they'd agreed to share with each other details of who exactly owns property in their countries. The beneficial or ultimate owner is often kept secret, but Britain intends to go further and make such information publicly available. Mr. Cameron, speaking on the final day of the summit, said full disclosure would help prevent buying property being used as a way to launder money.
The absolute key is having greater transparency, and you can see countries committing to exchanging more tax information, exchanging more ownership information, and in the case of the United Kingdom and some others, actually for the first time, having not just a beneficial ownership register, who owns what, but also making that public. So it can be investigated by others.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry argued that financial corruption fueled poverty and terrorism.
We are fighting a battle, all of us, for our states, for our countries, for our nation state. Corruption writ large is as much of an enemy, because it destroys nation states, as some of the extremists we're fighting, or some of the other challenges that we have faced. Now, some people may say, oh, that's hogwash. How can that be? Corruption tears at the entire fabric of the society.
Such arguments did not impress everyone. The government of the British Virgin Islands, one of the UK's overseas territories, wasn't even invited to the summit, perhaps because it's refusing to make public ownership details of property there. Benito Wheatley, its representative in the UK, accepted an alternative invitation from us to explain why.
Our view is that if there are any international initiatives that are relevant to us that we expect to be involved in the development of that and any international standard, we would welcome the opportunity, so we will await word to see whether that or not that happens.
Isn't the problem here that if you are operating to one standard and other countries have moved forward to another, that there is going to be a gap opening up and that gap will be exploited?
Our position is that there should be an international standard if we are to move toward public central registers. And what that means is that everyone internationally must move together.
But that means the minimum standard, doesn't it? If you have to say everybody has to move or nobody moves, then that's always going to be the lowest common denominator.
BVI has never had a problem with implementing international standards, and in fact, we would welcome being a part of setting them. Now, what I should make clear is that BVI's regulatory regime is very robust. We know much more about who owns and controls companies than many other jurisdictions, and that's something we're proud of.
But are you really saying that until Russia, that paragon of transparency, signs up to these standards, the British Virgin Islands is not interested?
I can't speak for Russia, but the BVI has always endeavored to meet international standards. What is key today, especially following this summit, is that we must have legitimate efforts via international standard-setting bodies to set a new standard.
Are you not still worried that British Virgin Islands will damage its reputation in the wider public arena if it's not seen to be leading in the way that Britain says it's leading?
The BVI is proud of the fact that we have a very well-regulated jurisdiction upon which we've built a successful financial services industry for the last 30 years. Also, we adhere strictly to the rule of law, and English common law is practiced there. The OECD Global Forum has rated us on tax transparency largely compliant, the same as Germany or the UK. This is a very good record, and we want the UK public to be aware that we are doing our part, we are well regulated, and will join any international standard that is set, but it has to go through the proper channels and meet the necessary safeguards.
Benito Wheatley from the British Virgin Islands. Well, I've been putting his concerns to Sir Eric Pickles, the former cabinet minister, who Mr. Cameron appointed his anti-corruption champion. First, how many countries is he expecting to sign up?
We expect 11 new jurisdictions will join a group of 25 already committed to sharing information on true company ownership with each other.
But is that the group, therefore, that will share it amongst themselves but won't yet make it publicly available? Because that includes the British Virgin Islands, and they're not apparently willing to go that next step, the one that Britain is taking, which is to say this information has to be publicly available.
No, my understanding is that they've agreed to a number of things that we've asked them to do, but what they haven't done is agreed for it to be automatically shared. A number of jurisdictions have agreed to do that, and that's important because we want to ensure that law enforcement agencies can automatically see the information, and if they can see it automatically, it means that the people that they've taken an interest, the companies have taken an interest, it removes the possibility that they can be tipped off.
Does that mean then you're not actually that bothered whether some of these overseas territories and crown dependencies actually decide to go the whole hog and follow your example?
No, we want them to go the whole hog. No one is expecting them at this stage for that to be made public, but it is necessary in order for us to crack down on criminals, on money launderers, on terrorists, on organised crime, that information should be available. I think we're moving into a new era where people will want to trade with these financial centres, but they're going to want the assurance that they're trading in an honest environment, and I think what we expect for the Crown Dependencies is to join in that. And we will work very carefully and very closely with the British Virgin Isles in order to achieve that.
Yes, it rather sounds as if they don't think that's happened so far. I mean, you heard Benito Wheatley there saying, we would welcome the opportunity to talk about these things, i.e. we haven't had it yet.
Well, that's not my understanding, but I'm not going to be too sniffy about who said what and when. All we will say is our doors are very open, we want to engage, and I think it will be in the interest of everyone to achieve that.
What is the point in Britain doing this if so many other significant global players like Russia don't?
Well, Russia did attend the summit. Many people said they wouldn't attend, but they did. They've signed up to the accord. They've
signed up to beneficial disclosure of information.
Believe me, beneficial disclosure, in little over 3 weeks' time, the UK will be the first country in the G20 to publish that. It's going to be a big game changer. We've seen jurisdictions wanting to join in. It is going to be something different. It is going to ensure that the kind of the general attitude to global commerce is changing, and I think it's best to be at the forefront of this.
David Cameron says very clearly why he wants this. He says the public register would help him clean up our property market right here in London. That's a big risk, isn't it? If you start doing that, isn't there a danger that you could end up endangering that, particularly when other jurisdictions aren't doing it and the money is mobile, it can simply vanish elsewhere?
Well, to tell the truth, I really want to ensure that we have a system where blood-stained dictators or kleptocrats can't live out their ill-gotten gains, their twilight years in Britain.
Sir Eric Pickles.